This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Friday, January 27th. Investors keep flocking to fixed income ETFs, even as a 10-year Treasury yield lingers near its high this year. ETF.com reports that nearly two-thirds of the net creations this week flowed into fixed income ETFs. Karen Shinoni, a fixed income strategist at BlackRock's iShares unit, says investors who are concerned about higher interest rates have been moving into shorter duration ETFs with maturities of less than 5 years.
We're also seeing people really get into investment-grade credit over government bonds. And the idea is if you've got a little bit more yield buffer there, that can help weather the storm a bit better.
Shinoni, on which iShares fixed income ETFs have been the most popular amid these rising rates?
We're seeing a lot of interest in LQD, that's our investment-grade corporate bond ETF. On the municipal bond side, we're seeing a lot of interest in MUB, that's our national muni ETF. And then when we're just talking about short duration, we have two funds that are a lot of interest for investors. So we have NEAR, which is a short maturity bond ETF, and then we have CSJ, which is a 1 to 3 year credit bond ETF.
Shinoni says investors are also searching for smart beta concepts in the fixed income area.
A couple of the trends we've seen are really around getting smart beta into fixed income, and that's more of a strategy that's linked to interest rate risk and credit risk. How do we balance those more efficiently? And we do have an ETF, the ticker's FIBR, and that stands for Fixed Income Balanced Risk. And that's the idea, it's a smart beta fixed income ETF.
Shinoni says BlackRock is seeing increasing interest in so-called ESG investments, or funds that focus on environmental, social, and governance issues.
A lot of investors are thinking, how can I take my money and really use it to more better align with my personal values? So we're seeing a lot of interest there. On the fixed income side, we still have some things in development. We haven't gotten a fund out because I think ESG means a lot of different things to different people, and we're trying to come up with the best product to really meet a lot of people's ideas for what they want in that sector.
Shinoni says BlackRock is conducting research on the best way to bring smart beta and factor investing to the fixed income ETF space. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.